Haven Humane Society. It is a couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expression. Senior Chief Rob Burrows here, retired United States Navy Seabees. And we just have an enormous amount of events and things taking place here in our Northern California area, here in Shasta County for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center coming up at the end of this month in July 28th through August 1st. And the biggest thing that we are going to be showcasing is the Wall of Remembrance, the 9/11 Wall. And we are going to be having it at the museum property at 4659 Rondo Road. And we have been preparing the property and getting everything set up. If you haven't driven by the property recently, we just finished a 9/11 mural on the side of our barn that we have out there. It's 20 feet tall. It's 50 feet long. It's a picture of the Twin Towers and with the American flag. It's all been hand-painted by the crew from Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy. And I want to say thank you to them for coming out and spending their time and volunteering to be a part of that program and to make it happen for our community. It is the largest 9/11 monument or memorial mural in all of Northern California. And we have it right here in Shasta County. We have it right here at the Northern California Veterans Museum property. And it is part of the showcase to honor our veterans through the global war on terror and for us to be able to make this happen. We want to remind you that as we move forward with this event, the wall will be coming in on the 27th. We'll be putting it up on the 28th. It'll be open to the public on the evening of the 28th and the 29th on through August 1st. It'll be there 24/7. And we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to bring your family and bring your kids and to bring fellow veterans and to reach out to people that have not seen this wall to be able to come and to be a part of the healing process and to be able to share that in our community. We want you to come not from Shasta County. We want you to come from all over Northern California, from Nevada, from Oregon. If you have family members that are up here visiting on vacation, bring them. This is free to the public. We have gracious sponsors who have helped us put this program together. Mount Shasta Springwater, Les Converse with Converse Construction. Jeff over at Paint Mart donated all of the paint for the mural project. Thank you very much, Jeff, for that and for us to be able to get that happening. Denny over at Pepsi of Northern California will be able to donate some drinking Pepsi and water and things like that for the event because they believe in our veterans. They believe in the Northern California Veterans Museum, and this is an opportunity for them to share and to be able to help this whole event be able to take place. KIXC 9, Channel 9 over there, they've been great. We have commercials on that, also sharing the information for the wall. And then also Kent's Meat. Thank you, Kent, for being able to be a part of that and sharing, donating some meat for the program and being able to make that happen. Saturday evening, which is July 31st, we're going to be having the gala event. And that gala event is where we're going to showcase all of the art that was painted during the Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy Program. And we have some amazing pictures from the different veterans and from their families, for Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans, Desert Storm veterans, Iraqi and Afghanistan freedom veterans, and then their families and their kids. We have Blue Star Moms that have been there being able to paint the different pictures and make that happen. We have spouses of veterans who are serving right now, and they're sharing that experience and being able to donate to this program. And we want you to come out and be a part of that. And so it's a private event. We will be selling tickets there. When you get your ticket, you get a membership to the museum. And tickets are $35 each, and that'll be Saturday night, August 31st, starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and we'll be having a buffet dinner there, and you'll be able to eat, see the art, and then go out and walk and see the wall. It's going to be just a wonderful evening, a wonderful experience, and we'd like to invite the entire community to be able to come out and be a part of this project. Today is the last day of the Battlefield Expressions program through the end of our grant program, and all of the guests are there painting today. They'll be painting all day to finish up some of their items for this event and to finish their own personal items that they'll be taking home also. And then we'll be entertaining the opportunity to restart this in the beginning of 2022, as we see if we can get some more grant funding and to make this happen. We've had many people who it has helped immensely, veterans who've been able to sit down and to be able to experience this and be able to express themselves and be able to use this art therapy as a healing process. And you know, you don't have to reach out and touch thousands of people. Sometimes it's just the onesies and the twosies and the individuals who have been by themselves, and they just need an opportunity to sit down with other like-minded people and to share an experience and know that nobody's going to beat them down, nobody's going to beat them up, nobody's going to talk them down, but this is the opportunity to be able to quietly share and to express themselves. It's part of that healing process of getting some of those things out of your system that you've been harboring or they've just been hidden away for a long time. And that's the same thing with the wall, as we bring the wall in. This is an opportunity for healing to our community. You know, our guest this morning is J.R. Nichols. We're going to get right to it. J.R., good morning. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Rob.
Good morning, J.R. Thank you for being our guest this morning. J.R. is the founder and creator of the Wall of Remembrance. And so, J.R., as we get started this morning, I'd like you to just kind of introduce yourself a little bit and talk about some of the experiences that led up to that point of where you decided that you were going to create a wall to honor our global war on terror veterans and those who gave their lives at 9/11.
Well, you know, it's interesting how the memorial came about. I started a foundation that was just meant to grant wishes for veterans. And we've since don't have that foundation anymore. We've transitioned over and partnered up with another foundation. But I started out by just granting wishes for veterans. And one of the wishes that we had from a veteran group was from Vietnam veterans. And the Vietnam veterans wanted the traveling memorial for Vietnam brought into town down here in Southern California. And so we put together some funding and we got the memorial here. And there was just an overwhelming presence. And myself and a couple other guys were sitting around and we're like, wow, just, you know, look at the impact so many years later from those guys that served in Vietnam that are just now realizing that they have these hidden wounds that they need to deal with. And we just watched it unfold, one person after another person after another person. And it didn't matter what time. We had one guy that sat in his truck for 4 days staring at the Vietnam Wall. And I said, you know, I said, this can't happen to that next generation. And we ran into some guys from Dark Horse 3-5 who took a tremendous amount of losses. They were actually deemed, I believe the word is deemed inoperable at some point in time during their mission, because they had lost so many people to either wounds or fatalities. And so after meeting those guys, we're like, okay, this has got to happen. So I got together with David Brown, who was a Marine Corps sniper from just right around the Desert Shield, Desert Storm era. And David was a graphic designer, and we had a graphics company at the time. And I said, you know what? We're going to build a wall. And he goes, we're going to do what? And I said, we're going to build a wall. We're going to give these individuals that are coming home, our heroes, a chance to say their goodbyes, deal with their wounds. We're going to give the Gold Star families an opportunity to do it. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't even know how we're going to fund it at this point in time. I go, but I do know that we're going to build it, and we're going to use all of our resources to try to get it done. So we built wall version number one, and we had it up for display on 9/11/11. And one of the other things that I wanted on the memorial was I wanted it to not only be our military losses of those heroes, but I also wanted it to be of the victims of 9/11. And I wanted to tell the whole story And then we decided to expand on that. And David said, we need to really start on terrorism back in the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, Lebanon. So the memorial actually goes from the bombing of the barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, through Desert Shield, Desert Storm, all the victims of 9/11, and all of our heroes that have fallen since then in Iraq and Afghanistan, plus any subsequent attacks here on the soil at home.
JR, we're coming up on a break right here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody,
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters?
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us. Greatest is love.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And the question comes back is, where were you when 9/11 happened? And how did it change your life and what took place? I know that I was in the process of making chief petty officer at the time that the week of 9/11 was pinned as a chief petty officer at 9/15, so 4 days after the 9/11 attacks. And I knew that at that point my life was going to change. And at that point, I did two more combat tours in Iraq because of 9/11 and what took place serving our country. And I served with Carl Bott, was in Iraq, Fallujah, Iraq in 2006 and 2007. And so once again, I just want to say thank you to Carl and Linda Bott for allowing us to have this program on Saturday mornings, Battlefield Expressions, and to continue to honor our veterans. And they are one of our supporters and sponsors as we bring the Wall of Remembrance here into our Shasta County area to honor all of our 9/11 and veterans in the global war on terror, and then also to remember the others that are also Wall of Healing. Our guest again this morning is J.R. Nichols. And J.R., thank you again for being here with us, the creator of the Wall, with your team, and how we were able to put it together and make it happen as we bring the wall into Shasta County here at the end of the month for the 28th to August 1st.
You know, Rob, thank you guys very much for having me in, and I want to thank your community for being willing to host this memorial, the traveling memorial. It is 120 feet long. It is 6 feet high. There are approximately just over 10,000 names on it, from those that have fallen either from the bombings of the barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, to Desert Shield, Desert Storm, to 9/11, all the victims of 9/11, all of our military that have fallen in Iraq and Afghanistan, and other individuals that have been in subsequent attacks like San Bernardino and Chattanooga and some of the other locations around the country where there's been terrorist attacks. And I got to tell you, we consider ourselves with the memorial the front porch for people to start addressing their challenges. There's two sides to the memorial. There's the sides with that's the memorial side with the names of all of our fallen. And then there's the other side with the full-color timeline going from 1983 to just about a year, actually about 3 years ago, that you can bring your kids down and you can show them the history, and you can show them the history on the global war on terrorism, and you can educate them. Because like they say, you know, Rob, is that if we don't learn from our past, we're going to repeat it. So, you know, come down as a community. Come take a look. Come pay honor and respect to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice.
I think that it is critical. I know that after serving two combat tours in Iraq and being a 9/11 chief, when we crossed the border in our first tour, actually the second tour going into Iraq from Kuwait, we crossed the border. It was 01:08 in the morning, 9/11. And it was just how ironic it was that here we were, this is my second tour, getting ready to fight the global war on terror in Iraq, going to Fallujah. And when we crossed the border going into Iraq at 01:06, 9/11 morning was when we first took our first tracer fire coming across the front part of our convoy. And it was just, it's a surrealness to know that you were there for the cause. You were there because of those who already lost their lives because of the attack. And now you're in the thick of it. It's too late to leave and too soon to go home. You're there for 9 months. And the action's just starting, and it's just the beginning. We did 177 combat missions outside the wire while we were there in Iraq in 06 and 07. And so, So this wall has a great meaning to me because I know the names of individuals who gave their lives while I was there, and they're on that wall. And so it's going to be a healing process for me too, JR.
You know, Rob, I don't remember if you remember, I think it was about 6 years ago when we were in, when we were there in Northern California, and there was a young gentleman that, served in the military and was killed in combat, and it was Specialist Nicholas Burley. It is a name, he's a name that I'll never forget because I remember hearing about him. We were in Reno, Nevada. We were scheduled to come to Redding, and he was from the Redding Red Bluff area.
Yes.
And he had just been killed in combat as we were in Reno, and we were headed to your area like 3 days later. And you and I discussed on the phone, how are we going to deal with this? How should we address this? What is the best way to do it? And we did that candlelight service.
Yes.
Where we weren't going to have, we had reached out to the family, but we weren't, you know, asking the family to come. And I just, it's one of those things that I'll never forget because we happened to go to your local Lowe's and they donated flowers to put around the memorial. I think it was his aunt or somebody that was working at Lowe's that asked about him and whether or not we had contacted the family. And we said, well, we were trying to keep the community event because we didn't want to be intrusive and we didn't want to cause any kind of challenges for the family because they had enough going on as it was. And I just remember that night when you and I held a special service to personally hand lay his name onto the memorial. And I heard something that I have to be careful how I tell the story because I always get choked up.
That's okay, buddy.
It's something that you never want to hear. And that is a mother's cry that is a mother's cry that you'll never hear unless they've lost a loved one. You'll never hear unless they've lost one of their kids. Not even for their spouse. You'll never hear that cry. And I remember hearing it. And I remember seeing his mom walking in from a distance. And I remember his grandmother being there and some of his other relatives being there. And I remember you and I trying to hold it together while adding his name to that memorial. And that was probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life out of everything. And I will never, ever forget his name. I will always know his story. And it's because of this memorial that his story stays alive. Since then, we've created a second memorial that travels, and that's the one that you'll have there, and it has the Twin Towers on it. But it also has two panels for people to come up and write names of those that are part of our 22 a day veteran suicide, where they can go up and write their buddy's name or a name of somebody they know that lost their battle back here at home. But let's talk about that on the next segment.
You know, when you were up here, we were at Big League Dreams when you were here before, and it was kind of out of the way. One of the things that we're really pleased about is that the wall will be right on the edge of the freeway here in I-5 in Anderson, just south of Walmart. And to be able to once again to bring the wall in, we're in a process of getting that all prepared out there and making sure that it's going to be a beautiful area. You were talking about when you first were working with the Vietnam Wall, and that was one of the things that inspired you, is that we are we're on Sunday morning, the August 1st, we are going to be having a ceremony at 10 a.m. next to the wall, which is a commemoration. It's the 50th commemoration of the Vietnam Wall. And the museum, Northern California Veterans Museum, is a national partner with the 50th Commission of the Vietnam Wall. And we're one of the only organizations in California right now that is stepping up and honoring our Vietnam veterans. And we think that this is such a perfect opportunity and a perfect time to be able to remember our Vietnam veterans and to remember the wall at the Global War on Terror Wall. I mean, the two of them go hand in hand, and both of them are there for a reason. They're there to remember, and they're there for healing. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
Plane finally landed was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, I don't know what it is, you seem different to me. I said, I
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and our guest this morning is J.R. Nichols. I just wanted to share a quick experience. When we were in Iraq in 2007, it was we had gotten stuck in Baghdad because the roads were hot, and there, because the sandstorms were so bad, they couldn't fly the helicopters, which gave us cover. So the area was called red. It was a red zone, and so we had to hold back for 2 days in Baghdad. And I remember being at the DFAC station there in Baghdad at Camp Stryker, and they had a I was waiting for an advancement on my paycheck, and there was the TV was playing for CNN, and at the end of the week, every week, they had a program on her with David Stephanopoulos where they covered all of the names of individuals that were lost during that week. And this was a Sunday morning. And I sat there and I watched the name scroll across the TV. There was 36 names of all different branches that were killed that week. And as I watched the names and the places where they were killed, KIA, I said, okay, those guys get killed ahead of us on a convoy. Those guys were killed in Fallujah. Those guys were killed in Armadi. Those guys were killed outside of Al-Asad. I knew exactly every single place. Every one of those 36 individuals were killed that week. And they were all places that I had been that week. This wall is very important. Sorry, I'll apologize for losing it, but I'm not going to lose it for the men and women who gave their lives around us. Because that's what they were doing. They were giving their lives all around us every single day. It was only the grace of God that got us through our missions and got us back home again. And JR, I just want to say thank you for doing what you're doing to honor our veterans.
You know, Rob, people don't realize, you know, we here back in the United States, I'm a civilian, okay? I didn't serve in the military. I grew up with military parents and stuff. I didn't serve. This was strictly built as an opportunity for me to say thank you to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, and hopefully for the next generation to learn from the things that have transpired and things that have happened, and hopefully that they never have to repeat the history. Because I remember a couple of things. I remember when 9/11 happened, and I remember my stepdad, his Vietnam vet, served 101st Airborne in Vietnam, 65-66. Two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star with Valor. And I remember him calling me and saying that him and a bunch of Vietnam veterans were going down to the recruiting center to go re-sign up after 9/11 because they didn't want the next generation to have to live through and do the things that they had to do in combat. That is, you guys write a blank check when you sign up for the military. And that blank check, as everybody knows, has no expiration date. Everybody thinks, oh, you're out of the military and it's done.
No way.
Well, that oath that you guys give is a blank check for life. And it amazes me sometimes that people are so naive when it comes to this stuff. And if you come out to this memorial and you come out to this event, you will understand sacrifice. You will have a strong understanding of sacrifice. When we do these stops with organizations like yours, Rob, everybody always asks, well, how many people do you think will come out? How many people do you think will be there? And that's usually the civilian question. And I say, you know what? I only hope that there's one. And they go, what do you mean by that? And I said, I hope that there's one, that one veteran, that one Gold Star family member that has been sitting in the shadows, can't function, or is having a hard time functioning, having a hard time coming to reality, the grips of reality of what they had been through. And they finally put together the courage at 2:00 in the morning to make a trip out to the memorial when there's nobody there and it's quiet and they can just deal with it on their own, and they find that courage to do that. And that is why we do it. We don't do it so that the masses will come out. We appreciate the masses coming out, and we hope that everybody does just for the education and to pay respect. We hope that there are more people there than what anybody can even count. But the reality is that we want that one person. You know, I was just up in your area. I was just up in Lake Shasta for a week, and man, first off, my heart and my mind goes out to all the families affected by the fires up in the hills. Straight off, I my heart goes out to you guys, and I really hope that, you know, we deal with this water shortage challenge. But not to get on that subject, but I just wanted to say, as we were picking up the houseboat, there was a gentleman who was on the dock. He was Air Force, and I hope he truly has a chance to make it to the memorial. But he has a tattoo on his forearm. He served in the Air Force, and he was over. I believe it was 2006, 2013, and there's a picture of a Huey on his arm, and he lost 32 members. He was the only surviving member, and that was because he was on comms that day. And he said, "He goes, I struggle every day with post traumatic stress." And he goes, and I sometimes wonder why I'm here. But then he told me he had kids. And I said, I tell him the same thing I tell every veteran that has children. If you wonder why you're here, look down to your left and look down to your right. That's why you're here. That's why you're still here. If you're wondering today why you're still here, if you're wondering what your mission is or what your purpose is because you survived and your friend, your buddy didn't, or if you have a loved one that's in their house and they're having a hard time dealing with stuff, the reason why the memorial is open 24/7 is so that you can get them there any time of day, any time of night, and there will always be a veteran on post to help you out. So if you're struggling at home, get in your car, come down to the memorial when it's in town, and let them get that off of their chest. And then from there, you've got tons of support in your local area to help out. But you guys, I watched this nationwide, Rob. I watched this stuff happen. Our buddies, you know, Stephen Cochran, who came up there that one time, you guys met him. Stephen wrote a song called When a Hero Falls about Corporal Payne. Well, Brian Roman, who now with Roman's Warrior Foundation, who now handles the memorial for us, Brian served with Stephen and Ron Payne. And that's how we found out about them. And they were in a really nasty fight, and they've got tons of people on this memorial. So just, you know, that you don't know people's stories, and you don't know what's going on in their life. You got to give them the opportunity. You got to give them the chance.
Well, this is an opportunity for these individuals to be able to come out, like you said. Whether there's a lot of people or they want to come and there's nobody there at all, especially in the middle of the night or the middle of the early morning, it'll be a lot cooler then also, believe me. But there's a lot of times when I just work by myself because I can't deal with working around other people. I just am just struggling with things in my mind. And I keep it to myself because I don't want others to know that I still deal with PTSD on that level. Anybody who listens to this radio program knows that that I deal with that on a regular basis. But it is our 9/11 veterans. Of course, we have all of our veterans that have those particular issues. But we have a greater problem with our 9/11 veterans right now with the global war on terror because they don't talk to each other face to face. They don't meet up with each other face to face. Everything is through a text or something on their cell phone. And people need that interrelationship, face-to-face, hand-to-hand, hug-to-hug, brother-to-brother, sister-to-sister, to be able to help with that healing process. And that's what this wall is about.
Yeah, it's so deep. And, you know, get out there while you can. I know that you got to take another break again here real quick. But, you know, thank the Vietnam veterans that this memorial exists, because without them, it wouldn't have existed. And they're always there for the Global War on Terrorism veterans. Always. You'll always see a Vietnam vet there to help out, lend a hand or pat a back or give a hug.
And that's why we were commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam Wall while your wall is here, so that we can share that brotherhood and we can help in that healing on both sides of that fence. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us, using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone on the angel flight. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Our guest this morning is J.R. Nichols, founder and creator of the Wall of Remembrance. And JR, one of the things that's, that really impresses me is that you were not a veteran. Your father was a Vietnam veteran. But this was such a heavy burden on your heart, and that you felt so strongly about it that you stepped forward and helped make this happen for all of our veterans from the global war on terror.
You know, I people ask me all the time, you know, why'd you do it? And why would I do it? And I always say back, hey, Mike, why wouldn't you? You know, I mean, somebody has to. It wasn't being done. I know that there's a memorial that was being done somewhere in, I want to say, in Illinois on a riverbank. Outside of that, there was a memorial that was in Iraq, you know, on one of the bases.
It was probably destroyed by ISIS by now.
Yeah, there. I mean, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. And now, you know, there's a couple of, you know, other items that are out there that they do, like, state by state, but nothing that really captures the entire picture of the global war on terrorism. And it was very, like I said, it was very important to start with 1983, the bombing of the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut, Lebanon. Because that was the first real, I mean, there's terrorism goes back a long way, but that was the first real blow of what they considered terrorism, from that aspect. Not an act of war, but, you know, like Pearl Harbor and that kind of stuff, but actually an act of what we would deem as terrorism. And I've run into families that had loved ones that were in the barracks. Desert Shield, Desert Storm, an unforgotten group, you know, a forgotten group that now they have a place. They can go to their panel on the memorial. And I've had a lot of Desert Shield, Desert Storm veterans do that. Matter of fact, Mark Sanchez, who was out of Northern California, the Eureka area, they're the sponsor of that particular panel. And Mark passed away from lead poisoning. When he served in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, he passed away like 6 years ago from lead poisoning, because he inspected the tanks when he came back. There are so many things that we're losing military to back here at home, from burn pit to just poisoning, to wounds, to hidden wounds. And the worst thing that can happen is silence. That's the biggest crime of all is silence.
Well, we've lost more to suicide now than we did to the actual loss in the war.
Yeah. I mean, people they throw the number around, 22 veterans a day. It ranges from, you know, 6 to up to 35 a day. It just depends. The number 22 got picked as kind of the common number. But it ranges. It's all over the place. And now, you know, they kind of lay it off on other stuff now instead of saying it was post-traumatic stress. But you guys don't understand that once you come out and you get around the veteran and you see the weight that they carry, you know, like yourself, Rob, you know, the weight that's on their shoulders and on their hearts about the surviving and being this having the survivor's guilt, because that's the majority of it's the survivor's guilt. It's not what they did or where they were at or any that kind of stuff. It's the survivor's guilt. It's that guy next to me didn't make it home, and I did. That girl next to me didn't make it home, and I did. Because you have to remember, it's not just guys. There's men and women of our military that did not make it home. So, and more so with this war than any other. And now this is the nation's longest war. But it's how you handle it and how everybody's willing to deal with it now. Don't let it run out like it did with Vietnam. And the Vietnam veterans are fighting hard to make sure that the global war on terror veterans are not going to deal with what they dealt with. And they're doing an amazing job. And the GWAT, the global war on terrorism veterans, are fighting for themselves now too. But we as a community have to fight for them. You guys as a community have to fight for them. You have to fight for those programs like the ART program that you guys have going on. You have to fight for those programs for them and make sure that those programs happen, because that's what keeps mothers and fathers alive so that they can raise their kids. That's what brings good community people into the area, because there's no better neighbor than a veteran. You know, honestly, there's no better neighbor. They'll be the first one to lend a hand. They're going to be the first one to say hi, and they're going to be the first one to make sure you're protected. So do what you guys can. Get out to the memorial. It is something to behold, and you have to be in the right frame of mind and come on out. And, Rob, I know you guys will put on an amazing event because you always do. I know because you guys do it from the heart, and that's why it's always amazing. It doesn't matter how many people come out. Hopefully everybody in the area comes out. But it doesn't matter how many come out because I know that you're going to get to that one. I know that you're going to wind up being able to help that one person that's been struggling. And I'm sure there'll be many, many more. But I know that if you're listening right now and you're the one, you better get out there. July 28th to August 1st. And Rob can give you more details on that. But, Rob, we are honored to be there with you guys and the Northern California Veterans Museum. We're honored to be with your town that I know that you're so proud of. And, my friend, I am honored to be your friend and have been for years. And I absolutely love doing stuff with you.
Well, I just greatly appreciate that. You know, we all of a sudden, you know, we planned this back in January, February timeframe, and it was in the middle of the COVID, and I thought to myself, nobody else is doing anything. It doesn't matter if the COVID is going to be out there or not. We as an organization are going to step up, and we're going to honor our veterans, know what? Because we didn't know if we're going to still be in the middle of a great situation right now in the community with health and whatever else. But we were going to make sure that this is the first time that the wall has been out. I think you said in 4 years, and this is the 10th anniversary of the war, or excuse me, of the wall itself, especially at the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of the memorial. We built it on 9/11/11. This is the 10th anniversary of the memorial, and we are getting close to our 100th stop, which I didn't ever think would happen. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me that it's almost been to 100 different locations.
That's amazing.
You know, last time we saw you guys was, like, I think it was about 6 years ago.
Yes. Actually, I think it was longer than that.
Yeah.
And you've grown immensely since then.
Rob, I look forward to it. I know you guys will do an amazing job. And please, community, if you hear this and you got a veteran, any era veteran, it doesn't matter what era veteran, any era veteran, Korea, World War II, Vietnam, you know, any of the guys that served in South America, you know, all of it. It doesn't matter. If you got a veteran that even if they weren't in combat, if they served, get them out there. Because even those that weren't in combat still deal with hidden wounds of maybe they didn't get to go to combat. You know, Derek Hendershot, who used to drive the memorial with us, he didn't get a chance to go to combat. One of his best friends was killed. He carried huge survivor's guilt over that. Ron White. And you know, hopefully one day he can come on and tell his story too. But there's even those that didn't serve in combat. Because for every one person in combat, it takes like 300 in the rear area to support that one. So know that they also carry burdens.
And it's important for us to make sure that people, it doesn't matter whether you ever served in the military or not, you live in our community, you carry the freedom that we fought for, and we want you to come and experience this wall. We want you to see what it is. We want you to bring the kids out, bring your grandkids, bring your neighbor kids out. If we've had two generations of Americans since 9/11. And it is so important for us to share this and educate our communities so that they don't forget. There's a sacrifice that has to be paid for the freedom that gets taken advantage of every day. It is not free. JR, I'd love to have you back again so we can spend some more time together. Thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for creating this wall, and thank you for honoring our veterans.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hang in there, and we'll talk to you again later. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. Come see the wall.
You're never alone on the angel flight. Come on, brother, I'm digging you home.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.